Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Nah,
this has turned up. Right.
I'm going to put this on you guys.
You okay here?
There we go. All right. Sorry. Donovan McNabb will join us in moments. Donovan's call-in brought to you by United Tire. Now is the time to make the right choice about who services your car, United Tire and Service. Go to unitedtire.com. Don't drive alone. Drive United. Before we get to Donovan, not the best day ever in the history for the NFL referees in the Giants-Eagles game yesterday. I would say they missed several calls on both sides. I think they probably, if we're being honest, they benefited us a little bit more than they benefited the Giants yesterday. I always, when I watch games like that, I always wonder how much our ability to watch all these replays makes the referees' jobs harder.
Yeah.
You know, like even the tush push, there's so many of them. Even ones like the pass interference, the offensive pass interference. You go back and you watch every big reception.
I see that every day.
Every play. We got to get to Donovan. I can't keep him waiting.
No.
If you're listening, gather around the radio.
Yeah.
Call your friends. Call your family. Because if there is one person you want to hear talk about yesterday's Eagles-Giants game, it is a legend in midnight green, Donovan McNabb. What's up, Donovan?
That's my quarterback.
What's up, man?
What's going on, fellas? How you doing?
Oh, we're doing great. Big win off on a hated rival that kicked our ass a couple weeks ago, so it felt good. I would imagine you would think, all things considered, the best all-around effort from the Eagles offense yesterday that you've seen this year. Yeah?
You know, I think it's a steady progression. And again, remember I mentioned that we wouldn't see the type of offense I thought probably but until like week 7, week 8. And it's a long season, and a lot of this kind of comes from not playing in the preseason. And so, yes, there's been turmoil. There's been some toxicity. I think also, too, there's been kind of a lot of things that's been unexpected, a little bit as far as the defense is concerned, not as strong as they have been. And then, obviously, injuries have played a major part. We haven't had explosive field position from our special teams. I just think it's a mix of everything, and a lot of it is expectations were so high coming off the Super Bowl, but not realizing that coming back that next year, the expectations would lead to players being expected to do things, and they just haven't been able to fit the bill so far.
Well, one thing we were able to do yesterday was run the ball in a way that we haven't been able to run all year. The Eagles
but
made a judgment.
You know,
yes.
I mean, you got to look at it in a sense of
we did.
We've had some explosive plays.
No,
you know what I mean? We had explosive runs.
Donovan, we had two running backs rush for 100 yards.
We did, but statistically it looked that way because of the big explosive runs that we had. But when you when you're able to get your rushes up high, which we haven't all season, minus the explosive plays where you're methodically moving the ball, when you're getting 4 yards here and 5 yards here, yeah, when you get explosive plays, it looks great statistically. But it's like just like Jalen. Statistically, I mean, he was highly accurate. He did a good job of spreading the ball around, but he didn't throw for 300-400 yards. You know what I'm saying? So we got to look at it in the sense of this offense is a methodical type of offense where last year we were running Saquon 25 times a game or so, and he was getting those 4 or 5 yard pops, and then that would lead sometimes to that explosive plays. We had a lot of explosive plays that were big. I think what did we get? We converted like a 30 yard carry or something. It was
We had a second and 26.
And then we get 30-yard. That's what I'm talking about. And so I want to see this offense be a little bit more balanced as far as our rushes being up there, maybe around 40 carries, 35, 40s, and then we're looking at our passing to be around 25 attempts, 25 to maybe 30 40? Attempts.
We only ran 60 plays.
40 runs? What are we doing, five?
Listen. Come on, our passing offense hasn't been great.
I agree. I'm just saying 40 runs. That's going back to the 90s, man. We ain't even get 40 runs in there.
You know what I mean. I mean, like, we run a 80 plays a game.
30
like we used to do. We run a 65, 70 plays a game. But you know what I mean. At least give us 30 to 35 carries.
All right, I'm with you there.
30 to 35 carries. Well, we're not asking Jalen to throw the ball 40 times a game.
Yes.
The Eagles have started running these six offensive linemen sets.
Fred Thomas.
Yeah, but they throw Fred Thomas
Johnson.
In there.
Fred Johnson. Fred Johnson. Taylor?
Yeah. No, different guy.
Fred Smoot?
Yeah, there's a lot of Freds.
Freddie T ain't running nowhere.
Fred Barnett?
That counts on the pivot.
Yeah. What do you think of – because Buffalo does that a good bit too, the six offensive linemen. How do you think that helps? Because it has helped the passing game as well a little bit.
Well, it's a wrinkle. It's a wrinkle, and I think what you're seeing is a lot of teams are adding that element to it where you might go with a counter play where you're pulling a guard or we're trying to reach out to that defensive end and scoop up to the linebacker now to get the running back to that second level. I don't have a problem with it. I see a lot of teams doing it. But you got to kind of take into account, I mean, with our starting five offensive linemen, we got to get more push, you know, from the line of scrimmage moving forward. And that's when you'll start to see Saquon and our running game start to open up a little bit more because now he's seeing holes 2 to 3 yards downfield and not having to make a move behind the line of scrimmage to get 3 yards on a carry.
Now, the whole thing about playing from under center. We made a big deal out of it last week. Right. I mean, yesterday, Five, I thought, man, it was actually, when I re-looked at the game today, they were under center more than they were not under center yesterday.
And they need to.
Okay, you like it. Talk to me about why you like it.
Yeah. Well, think about it from a linebacker standpoint, Ike. There are a lot of different things that you can do from an offensive standpoint. Hand the ball, just run the ball. We can bootleg it. We can half roll it. We could do a lot of play action off of it. Where as a linebacker, your first read as we poke the ball out to the running back, you're going to take those three steps
downhill
toward the line of scrimmage.
Yep.
Yeah. And so the safety as well is going to take. He's going to now sit. So now if you want to go over the top and run a deep post, or you want to go on a two on one. Versus the safeties, which are two wide receivers, one running a post, another running a corner, or you might run a dig route in front of them where you're taking the top off. That, with the linebacker now pushing up toward the line of scrimmage, that leaves that 10 to 15 yard area around the middle of the football field wide open. And so I like it because we got a running back that's not an east and west kind of a running back. He's a north and south guy. When you're a shotgun, he starts east and west to get downhill.
Yep.
And so now, that's the thing that I think people are forgetting. When you look at Saquon, the game has changed so much with everything in shotgun. But when you're an under center, Now you're dictating to the defense how you're going to attack them. And that's something that we've been missing. And you see the success that you would have, especially with Jalen. Jalen can use his legs. He can play action. He can boost. As soon as he boosts away, he's going to pull somebody away that we don't have to worry about blocking because the quarterback is pulling. And then we can set up and throw and get the ball to the outside guys. And then also in that element, our tight end will be very involved. Now, we didn't get the ball a lot to him with it, but I think that's something we need to get back to, creating chaos in the middle of the football field.
Yeah, I don't know if you're Kevin Petullo. I would run every play from under center. I mean, the success they've had the last 2 weeks, like, why would you do anything different?
You can definitely mix it up, but let that be a staple because you can go pistol.
Yeah.
You can also go in the shotgun, but it can't be just 90% shotgun. Because, you know, as a defense, you're looking exactly where he's at, and he's about 5 or 6 yards away.
Yep.
Well, and they have to make sure that they're passing sometimes from under center too, because if all they do is run from under center, then the defense is going to know what you're doing every time you do it.
Well, that's when the play action game becomes more effective, and then also our drop back game. Like I'm watching some of the footwork stuff, and I don't know what they're teaching as far as timing is concerned from playing within the pocket, but I see Jalen drop 7 steps in the shotgun to throw a go ball. You're late. Like that ball he threw to Dotson, that was a jump ball.
Yep.
He could have got that ball off in 3 steps. He could have got that ball off in 5. But when you take 7 steps in the gun, you're already back at 9.5 to 10 yards to throw a deep ball that really from the line of scrimmage, it looked like it was about a 35-yard completion.
Yeah.
Defensively, the Eagles had one of their best games of the year as well, certainly getting to the quarterback. Better than they've done in the past. What did you see from the Eagles on defense yesterday?
I saw pressure, but I also saw they playing against a rookie quarterback. But in the first game, what killed him wasn't so much of his arm, a Jackson Dart. It was his legs. And so I also look into account. I mean, he was emotional after obviously Scatterboo going down. But their offense to me is pretty much stagnant, you know, where they don't have neighbors. You know, they don't have the weapons that we would have to truly focus on. But I think for our defense, I would like to see that in the next 2 weeks, and we'll see what that looks like. But we definitely needed it, obviously, getting to the quarter. What, they get 5 sacks or so?
Yeah.
You know, and I just think for this defense, they needed something like that. Now, I don't know what Brandon gives them. Maybe he gives them 20 plays a game. But, you know, as of right now, we definitely need some pressure coming from somewhere other than up the middle.
Yep.
Donovan, A.J. Brown is a super talented player that doesn't seem super happy. The trade deadline is about 9 days, and while
they won't do it.
Well, can I let me ask
how we won't do it, because how we would get – they would come down on how.
I don't
think
so.
He won't do it.
You think locally they would? I don't think locally they would come
down. Yeah, they would.
I don't think so. I really do. I disagree.
You lose, this is the thing. Anytime you lose a weapon like that, people outside can look past everything else that's being created in the locker room. People can look past that, and then all of a sudden they start pointing the finger elsewhere. But I think this possibly could be his last year with the Philadelphia Eagles. But I don't think he pulls the trigger to do that come trade deadline.
One last thing. Is Dak still your MVP favorite?
I'll tell you one thing. And I know for a fact, when we got off the phone last week and you see Baker Mayfield struggle, the first thing you said was, dang. Donovan was right.
Absolutely, I did not.
I did.
I didn't.
Thank you.
Baker's in there trying. Baker's got to do everything himself.
Oh, poor me.
No. Yeah. Dak's got to.
No. Hey, Mike Evans gave him at least a quarter and a half.
Yeah. Like, yes. You know what I mean? Right.
He gave him at least a quarter and a half. He still had a Buka, but no. Don't tell me, no, you waited for that
nah,
Denver
man.
Game.
Nah,
yeah,
man.
You couldn't wait for that Denver
Baker,
game.
Baker won yesterday. Baker won. Baker didn't get his ass kicked by the Broncos.
I'm going to tell you who I would say now has the upper hand in the MVP voting is Jonathan Taylor.
Now, do you think he could, as a running back, do you
think there's no way he's winning it.
Do you think he could win?
Well, I think he would only win if Baker has those type of games like he had, and then Dak continues to go. But I think at the end of it all, if it ends up that way where he's one of the front runners, they'll add Daniel Jones still to that mix.
Yep.
But I think it will be – I wouldn't say it would be hard-pressed because I've seen it. I came in second behind Marshall Faulk in the MVP.
Talk that talk, Fi. Let them know.
For myself. So, but if they continue to go to where they're going, you know, then Jonathan will run away with it. I'm telling you. It's impressive what they're doing in Indy.
I just realized, we got robbed out of an MVP. Now, see, back then, it was a quarterback award, he would have won the award.
Correct.
Yeah,
correct.
I think that was that 2000 or 2001?
It was 2000.
Yeah.
I want to say it might have been 2001.
Yeah.
I think it might have been 2001.
And we had all those comeback wins that you put the squad on your back, and we did some things that year, man. We did some things that year. You should have been the MVP that year, man.
You know, everybody act like I ain't did nothing, but yeah, you're right.
All right,
just got to remind everybody. That's all. We got to remind everybody.
Your weekly reminder about how good Donovan was.
I don't know. Did Adrian Peterson get MVP?
He did. The year he came back. I think the year he came back off the
ACL.
ACL
after
tear.
Like 6 months.
He rushed for 2,000 yards.
Yeah.
Okay.
Off an ACL tear.
Yeah. Yeah, he probably deserved it.
Yeah, he probably deserved it.
He was the last one, and then LT and Sean Alexander went back to back in 05-06.
Yeah. Wow, Sean. Okay. Seahawks, right?
Yeah.
Sean.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, Donovan. We will talk to you next week, man. Thank you.
Big dog.
Sounds good, fellas. Yes, sir. Right.
There he is, Donovan McDowell.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Jonah Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone's sleeping on Drake May, by the way. Seven straight games of 200 yards and 100-plus quarterback rating.
That's one of my AFC quarterbacks.
Many other quarterbacks do that.
I don't know.
It's like Peyton, Rodgers, in the prime of their careers, not second year. That's a quarterback.
Imagine if he had Stephon Diggs and
A.J. Brown. I don't know, Jim.
Also, I'm not.
Romo did that yesterday.
I know.
Also, I'm not letting Donovan tell me we didn't run the ball well yesterday. I'm not. I'm just not.
I just totally ignored that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I know he was. He's an Eagles Hall of Famer.
Almost won MVP in 2000.
Almost won MVP. Syracuse University. Orange.
They ran the ball well. Orange. Yesterday.
Yes. No. Absolutely not.
They were for 300 yards.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Donovan.
They ran the ball. Yeah.
Not allowing that. The Twitter question is brought to you by Morris
Jewelers.
Donovan
hits are getting spicy.
They are.
They're getting spicy.
Because he won't just say yes.
Yeah, he won't relent.
Yeah. I asked him about Dak. He just fires back at me about Baker.
Yeah, idiot.
Yeah.
he's actually turning into one of us.
Yes, he is. We got to get him here for a full show.
He'd be arguing to the death.
Yeah, yeah. Expensive.
Yes, it would be.
Yeah. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's minutes from everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com. I want you to guess this one.
What you got?
So the question is Kevin Petullo a good offensive coordinator?
Oh, come on.
What do you think the poll is?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
These people, man. I'm going to say it's probably 50-50.
You nailed it.
It is 50-50.
It's 50-50. But if we had asked this 2 weeks ago, it would have been 90-10.
Worse. Yeah, it would have been worse the other way.
It would have been 90-10. Yeah.
He's working his way there.
He is.
He's working his way there.
He is. Well,
good stuff yesterday.
Did you see Elliott's proclamation today?
I didn't.
Elliott's.
Oh, yeah, the head coach.
He's going to be head coach next year.
He's crazy, man. Yeah.
Oh, he's so happy.
He didn't even want Petullo.
I know. So that's what I'm saying. Even I had to be like, slow down, Elliott.
Yes. He's out of control.
I wanted the guy here. He's not. Now we're making him head coaching material after two games?
Immediately. And you know what Elliott's going to say? I'm already planning for tomorrow because he'll be with us at 3 o'clock. He's going to say, look, I think I said, this is what Elliott will say, he'd be a better head coach than an offensive coordinator.
He did always say that.
He did say that because he speaks. He likes how he speaks at the podium.
Yeah.
He likes how he commands a room. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Gary in Vineland, you're on WIP. What's up, Gary?
You know, you said about the relationship kind of. I don't know if you saw the interview at the end with Saquon.
He was I did not.
Yeah, it's just going to be nice just to get away from everybody.
I did see that. I saw
I don't think he meant it in a bad way.
I heard that the same way.
No, really?
He's more or less like. It'd be good to just get away from everybody for a little bit.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, like, you know.
There's nothing wrong when she goes away for the weekend. You have the house to yourself. Every once in a while, you need a few days.
Maybe Saquon's got to go to a movie by himself. Who knows?
Maybe. Who knows? Who knows? Maybe he'll get that big pretzel they have at AMC and eat it all by himself.
Yeah.
Yep. I just can't. Like, I heard AJ was, like, taking down all his old, like, posts and stuff. Like, come on, man.
So hold on real quick.
It appears as if.
Because I heard something vaguely about this. So what? I didn't know if this was substantiated or not. Like, is this, he's deleting tweets to where he was complimentary of Jalen?
So it appears as if all of his old tweets where he was complimentary of Jalen are gone. Now, the thing that I check, because I'm not going through and finding his Jalen tweets.
Right.
The thing that I check is all my tweets delete after 90 days. I was like, maybe he deleted all of his old tweets.
Okay.
He didn't. So, if the Jalen ones aren't there, then he specifically went back and got rid of the Jalen.
Because people were, from what I believe, they're quote tweeting the old tweet saying, what happened to this?
And
he saw that.
And got rid of them.
And he was deleting them. That was my internet sleuth.
And this supposedly happened Saturday?
Well, that's when they noticed it.
Oh, they noticed it Saturday. Okay.
Yeah.
Not before the game started.
No. Well, you never know. He's not on
the sideline deleting tweets.
No. Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't.
So when are we getting the Conklin woke up this morning with a oogie in my hand? Little Bologna Soprano?
Oh.
I'm in on Bologna Soprano.
Yeah, I like Bologna Soprano.
Oh, that's
Soprano.
Totally
that
on
was
that.
The song. That's the theme song.
Oh, to the Sopranos.
Yes.
Ooh,
yeah.
Well, Tommy will be with us on Friday, even though there's no Eagles game.
Doesn't matter.
Maybe he'll have the Bologna Soprano song.
Some intro music.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
The Cowboys game, I was doing stuff like in and out, and I swear to God, if you weren't watching the game, you would have thought the Cowboys were winning. And then the glaze over the kicker, like Tony Romo was like all excited that he might have tried a 70-yard kick.
And then
hello, Jim!
Interception.
Yeah, I didn't hear any of that. Oh. I saw my guy throw for 4 TDs. I mean, not Jalen, the Bo Nix. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It was in the middle of the game, and they showed this clip of, like, something happened, like, in the 70s with Tom Landry, and there's the running back. With
no,
the
when they beat Denver in the Super Bowl.
Well, and
27-10.
Yeah. And yes. Gary, the national media wants the Cowboys to be good because they're interesting.
Yes.
And because they're famous. And the fact that they look good for a couple of weeks, everybody
loves it. Yeah, you got to
very
milk it.
Excited.
You got to milk it while you can.
Yeah, and then... And then they ran into a winner yesterday.
Fortunately, the Cowboys themselves.
Yeah. All right, Gary. Appreciate you, bro. 215-592-9494. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Next Wednesday, not this coming Wednesday, Wednesday, November 5th, is Birds at the Bye. We will all be here at Chickies and Pete's. Morning show, midday show, and afternoon show. The whole thing.
And I think ESPN.
ESPN will be here? The show will be here.
Yeah, I believe so.
Ah.
The first live ESPN.
Who's going to be the special guest?
I don't know if I can reveal yet.
Is it going to be a big one?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It could be the streets are saying, a passing of the torch moment. I know. I'm leaving everyone.
Wow.
In limbo.
And when we're saying ESPN, we mean Go Birds Evenings.
Yes,
we decided that name was bad, and because Elliot hosts it, we're calling it ESPN. Get it?
Yeah.
PM.
Nailed it.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, we were just talking about one, you know, unhappy star. He's not the only unhappy star.
We don't have to talk about this.
Yeah, we do. That we'll talk about it next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.